Christ and the Savior, King of Kings. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
All right. Okay, prayer list. Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, David, Carol Bubb, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Strauss, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home in India, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Bubb, Jeremy Johnson family, Franklin Levine family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill Gibbsby, Dale Pahe, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Bubb, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Bubb, Amy Claw, Lisa Bubb, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Siegman, Kim Siegman, Miss Brown, Richard Dane Black, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Randy Corey, Randy Loman, Sherry's sister and dad, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Ben Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christy Waters' daughter, Christine Hensley, Bill Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, David Carver family, Craig Stillwell, preacher Dwight Loman, Mike Cady, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie and Billy Canuck family. Has anybody got anything to add or take away from the list? All right. Anybody got anything on their heart tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. And I have a plague coming up. And I'm worried that I will do bad on stage, so I ask you to help me have self-control.
Amen. All right, anyone else?
And I thank the Lord for saving. And I thank you for all your blessings. And I thank him again for him helping me. And I just pray for me more. And I pray that he sees fit to help me with what he will do tomorrow.
Amen.
Hey.
Yeah, we're not sure. She's got two doctor's appointments in the same building. We don't know what it's
about.
We really don't know what it's about.
How
it is, she's got so many doctor's appointments, we kind of lose track of what's what. I just know where to go to.
I want to thank Lord for saving me enough to be here this evening, making for his blessings on us. And I don't remember Jubilee if she would. She's still got this tonsillitis, her fever's still kind of up and down. So it seems like it's gradually getting better. She's having trouble getting shed out of it. I do thank the Lord that so far Ed hadn't got it, so just pray that he won't, that the Lord's will. Jenny mentioned this morning that she wasn't involved in the call, but there was a pastor and his wife out of Valdez on a golf cart and got hit by a car. And, I don't know about the wife, but the pastor has gone on to be with the Lord. And, it's a church I've never been to, Lakeview Baptist. I kind of got confused at first because I was thinking that was the one I preached up in 3 weeks, but that's McGallagher Falls.
Yeah.
So the Lakeview I'm not familiar with. I don't know who the man was, but just so as our pastor said this morning, he's all right. You know, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
But that church needs prayer and also his family. So remember them if you would.
Anyone? Okay, give them a walk, 10 minutes, come and pray.
God, as splendid as that is, Lord, I thank you that we have even greater to look forward to. God, perfect creation, Lord, that has never seen or known sin. God, get to be with you in it, and I thank you that we have assurance that, this one that we heard of, this man of God that was called home, we have every reason to believe that he's with you, Lord. And, God, I pray that you would comfort that family and, help that church. I pray that you would sustain them through this time, and, God, that you would be present among them. God, every people that meet in your name, Lord, I pray that you would be among them, and, with every man that stands in your calling, I pray that you be with Dad tonight as he preaches, that you help him, Lord, to speak through him by your Holy Spirit. I pray that you help all the ones that were mentioned, the sick and afflicted, and in various different kinds of needs. God, I pray that you would meet those. I pray that you continue to be with our brothers and sisters and, fellow countrymen in the mountains and in different places where there's the destruction from the hurricane. I pray that you would strengthen the hands of the minister. God, I pray that you would provide the, resources. And God, we thank you for everything that you make it possible for us to give. We thank you that you allow us to take part in that, God. And we know it's all you. And God, it's only you that have allowed us to do that. And God, I pray that you would do all these things out of the spirit of love. And, God, in reverence to you, Lord, and, especially we pray that in this the lost might see the reality that there is a God and there is a Savior that died for them, Lord. I pray that you bring the gospel to the folks that are there. We thank you for the Bibles that are being sent. God, we pray that you bless those to get in the hands of folks that need them the most, that you can speak to them through your holy word. And God, I pray that you keep everybody safe as, they are performing that ministry. We pray that you have your will and way in the service tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Left the old path, I traveled alone. At the
sin.
A long time I traveled. is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, on other ground is sinking sand. On other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood supports me.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Well, I can walk.
Ugh.
I got a phone in my leg. Let's get to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
All of y'all here know that ones that are watching on the cameras, if you would like to donate something to go up in the mountains, we are taking donations here. Just notify us and we'll get with you to pick it up. All right. Tonight, I'm going to be in the book of Mark. Chapter number 8, verse 34. Mark 8, 34.
Please give them utterance by your Holy Spirit, and I pray that you prepare our hearts to receive that that's given. And God, that we'd be willing to let you make a change in us, Lord, a change that you would desire to see and that we cannot bring about in ourselves. And I pray that you'd help also all those that would watch on the internet, that you would bless them in the same way, Lord. God, be with them where they are. We thank you, God, that you are with every one of your children all at once, and none of us has any lack of you, Lord. You have given yourself to us freely, and we are so undeserving. But I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. My thought for the night is, what profit of man? This morning, as we was preaching about, you know, the devil's in a rampage and ready to go because he knows his time's short. And one of the things that the devil uses as an instrument to get people's eyes off of God is money.
Yes. Yeah.
Profit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Buildings, cars, houses.
Yeah.
Yep.
Portfolios, 401ks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
Folks, for us ones that are living day to day, like today is the last day, none of that stuff is really important to us.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there today that's lost, and all they have is their gods.
Mm,
yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. Money can be a god. I know for a fact, because it once was my god. I served money, whatever it took. You know, I served it well.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hope and I pray that I can serve my God today, God Jehovah.
Yeah.
The living God, the true and only God.
Yeah.
I hope that I can serve Him today as good as I did that money, God.
Yeah.
The sacrifices that I made for my money, God. The things that I missed for my money, God. It was a lot. Things that I can't go back and get.
Yeah.
Things I can't do over. I just hope and pray that I can serve my Savior as good as I did my loser.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, starting in verse number 34, it says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them." Now listen to this, folks. "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
Yeah.
Folks, as Christians, are we doing that today?
Mm.
Are we denying ourselves? Are we picking up our cross and following him? Well, I did for that money, God. I denied myself, my family, everything. To make that money. Because that's what was important. So, you know, that tells me this, tonight, as a Christian that wants to be a good servant to the Lord Jesus Christ, that I'm going to have to deny myself and put Him in front of me.
Amen.
There's a world out there today that will not do that. Yeah. It's all about me. Me, 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 me. It's all about me. What I want. What I need. You offend me. Mm-hmm. So therefore you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Folks, it ain't about me. It's about God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's my focus in life as a Christian, is to deny myself and put God first in my life.
Amen.
You know, I guess I didn't really realize, even as a pastor, a Christian, that I really wasn't doing that until after this storm hit. I seen how little I was really doing when I seen all these people. They just walked away from their life. Men walked away from their families. Not denying their families, I'm talking about walked away and went to help people that they didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, there's whole families probably up our work.
Yeah.
Husbands, wives, children.
Yeah.
Trying to make a difference in somebody else's life because it's not just the right thing to do, but it's the Christian thing to do.
Yeah, amen.
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 Yeah.
The Christian way of doing things.
Yeah.
The right way. God's way.
Amen.
Deny himself. Amen?
Yeah.
You know, as I was preaching this morning, and the Lord showed me that, you know, we're setting everything in the world up there but his word. Of course, you know, we got confirmation from Matthew, I know, that they are people.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. Sit plenty of water. Plenty of food. Well, what about the spiritual food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy to say that we got Bibles sitting back there on that bench ready to go.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 I'm going to find more. Of course, I didn't find those. They were, you know, God used the right man for the right thing. Amen.
Yep.
But, you know, we want to find more and more and more.
Amen.
I'm sure that there's, and I hope, I pray that somebody up there somewhere is having church with them.
Yeah.
Amen. That there's preachers that standing in the mud, squishing the mud between their toes and preaching the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? This makes me feel good to know that God answered prayers. He redeemed. You know, he showed up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. So it says here, you know, whosoever come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. When it's all about me, 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 you're losing it. Folks, I want one person in here, if you ever seen this, just to stand up and testify to the fact that you've seen a hearse and with a U-Haul right in behind it, taking their stuff to bury it with them. It's going to be distributed throughout the family, sold at flea markets, give to the Goodwill, the Salvation, whoever they can give it to.
Yeah.
Because it was your treasures and not theirs.
Yeah.
Amen. Who shall lose his life for my sake? I'm not missing something here. Yeah, I think I missed verse 30. For whosoever save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose
that's it.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But who shall ever lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. Folks, I have eternal life right this moment.
Yes, amen.
I don't have to die to get that eternal life.
Right.
I'm your guy somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Just the flesh.
Yeah.
My life will continue. I have everlasting, eternal life right this moment.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that when they become one with Christ, when they accept Him as their Lord and Savior, that they automatically get that eternal life with Him.
Yeah, amen.
It ain't something you've got to work to.
Yeah.
Nothing that you've got to work for, pray for, you know, earn little buttons till you get so many and then you get it. Glory to God, it is right then.
Amen.
Right then.
Amen.
So it gets down to 36, our point for tonight. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Amen.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I want to ask you tonight, church. Well, let's just put it this way. You know, I served that money God for so many years. And you know something? I ain't got a thing to show for it. Nothing. It's all gone. It's all used up.
Yeah.
The money that I made during that time is gone. The things that I bought during that time, they're long gone.
Yeah.
They wore out. They fell apart. They got obsolete, or I just got plain tired of them.
Yeah.
And they're gone. But that was my God. My God disappeared right out of my bank account. But when I made God, the living God, the true God, I will have Him for eternity.
Amen.
Folks, you cannot use up God.
Right.
Amen.
He is there always.
Amen.
For you, with you. You don't believe me? Look.
Yeah.
In the world, right now, the people that are praying and depending on God, they keep on working tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
God ain't dead.
Amen.
He's alive and well.
Amen.
And He is working not only for me, but for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
To protect us, to watch over us, to supply us our needs.
Amen.
And all things. It's not some of them. I don't have to fill out an application to get what I want or need.
Yeah.
I just say, Lord, just let your will be done on this matter.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's in my favor.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, and I still haven't lost this characteristics. I still got it. There's things that I do that sometimes I dread. You know, there's certain jobs that I get.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want the job. I want to do it. But in some ways, it's one of, you know, it wasn't as a joyful time as going over putting up that backsplash will be. I enjoyed it. That was fun. But, you know, there was one brother called on Friday and said, "You still coming tomorrow?" I'm like, "Yeah." He says, "Is your helper coming?" I'm like, "No," he said, "you didn't. He was going to send back you his ransom." Well, he said, "He'll come." I couldn't get back you. I forgot to tell him. But you know what? That was one of the easiest jobs that we've done. Something I thought was going to take all day, but we'd done it in an hour and a half. And Matthew showed up, and it made it great. And I'm going to be honest with you. I dreaded it, but God knows and had the situation all in hand.
Yeah.
I sit there and wasted all that time dreading. It ain't that I didn't want to do it, because I did. You know, it's like anything else. When you're sitting there, you're looking at that plate, and you got three things on there, and there's two that you like more than the other. You're excited about eating the two, but then that one you're like, I eat them green beans. You dread it. But then you get it down and everything's all right.
Yeah.
Amen? But you know, we look at this, we're looking at a world. We're living in a world where a prophet is more important than anything else.
Amen.
Making yourself successful. Making your name be known. Quite frankly, the only thing that I want people to remember me by is my love for God.
Yeah.
That's what I want people. You know, Matthew, you preach my funeral. You tell them how much I love God.
Hey.
Then I want him to serve you. That's what's important.
Yeah.
It ain't how many tiles I lay, or how much plastic I lay down under a basement, or crawl space. You know, it don't matter how many pieces of molding I replace from painting. What matters is that I had a desire to see people I didn't know. I wanted to be the gatherer,
yeah.
The person. This church would took the responsibility of saying, I will.
Yeah.
We will get whatever we can get our hands on for these people.
Yeah, amen.
For God to
get
the glory. Not us.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Well, she can't take none of this stuff to hell with you. You can't take it to heaven with you.
Right.
What is earthly is earthly.
Yeah.
Money is earthly.
Yeah.
You know, it goes back to that old little funny joke about the man was dying and told his wife, said, I want you to take it, but I want you to go get the money out of the bank. And you put my money in my coffin. I'm taking it with me.
Yeah.
And then during the funeral, one of the young ones asked him, did you put that money in that casket like you wanted? Oh yeah, I wrote him a check. Mm-hmm. Folks, it didn't matter if she filled that coffin up with money. It wouldn't have done him any good where he went, regardless of which way he went.
Right.
It's no good there.
Right.
And get this, money is defiled. And heaven says what? You know, Paul says that you can't take nothing defiled into heaven.
Yeah.
Folks, what does it profit these people? What are they gaining? A little bit of pleasure here on earth?
Yeah.
And I can get up here and say this because, hey, I'm guilty. I can say from my own experiences that none of that stuff. I mean, you might be 25 years old right now and got a bank full of money. I'm going to tell you something. Me and Halfback have both known the money. This man at one time was a millionaire. He owned his family owned a little small furniture factory. You're not far from my house. He was a billionaire. Billionaire. Probably million, not billion. But he had more money than he knew what to do with. And right to this day, he's sitting in a rented house. With nothing. He lives the same way I do, off of Social Security. This just goes to show you. Now, I'm not bad mouthing this man. He's a good man. I love him. He's a good friend. But I'm telling you, what you got today may not be there tomorrow.
Right. Amen.
Y'all believe me? Up there and look for Interstate 40 going toward Wayneville.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was there 2 weeks ago, but it ain't now.
Yeah. Mm.
Folks, you don't have to be in a tornado or a hurricane.
No.
Stock market fall one time and all that 401k you worked all your life to build up will could be gone in a moment, a twinkle of an eye.
Yeah.
Don't put your dependency on profitlessness of this world. If you want to depend on something, depend on God down here.
Yeah.
And all your rewards will be up there.
Amen.
Folks, I got a place over waiting on me.
Amen.
It's there waiting. Because my name is written down in that Lamb's Book of Life. I have chose for profit to put my profits in something that the moths and the rust cannot get to.
Yeah, amen.
And that's the things of heaven.
Amen. Yes.
I work for that. And I am going to stop right there. I was going to go on, but it's time. And, folks, I want you to know. Don't put your trust in man.
Right.
Don't you put your trust in earthly gains. Because you know what? Where there's one man ready to give you, there's three or four ready to take it away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
They're very ready to take it away.
Yeah.
And that's just the facts of life.
Amen.
Folks, let's put our trust and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's serve Him. Don't worry about the prophets.
Amen.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, it's been hard in the slow road for me to understand it, to grasp it.
Mm.
But each and every day I see, folks, live in the moment that you're in.
Because
the next moment, you can be the best place that you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not saying we're going to sit around and, you know, starve to death. Got to do something.
Yeah.
To live.
Amen.
I have no use for $1 billion. Or as far as that goes, 100,000. I ain't got no use for it. I can't spend it in a day. Well, I guess I could, but, you know, I'm not. I got saved and quit serving money. And people, you know, ask me, don't you want to be rich? You know, especially when that North Carolina lottery coming on. Oh, don't you buy lottery tickets? No, I never bought one. I don't want one. I don't need one. Because, folks, I'm already rich.
Yeah.
Why do I need money to make my life miserable? You know?
Amen.
I'm rich in ways that money can never bring happiness in.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
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 Because God is good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Live today like it's the last.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Back that came on your heart. Brother Andrew, pray for us.
Lord, you give us your precious word and reveal such things to
haven.